Oh man, oh man, oh man. Not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley, you can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97, whoa. Very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne.
Losing memory on all this computer. All right, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the One Take Podcast, a bonus episode for you boys and girls. Second bonus episode in a row, whenever, depending on when this drops, probably before or after y'all do. What did y'all do, Cruel Intentions without all of us?
Yeah, very strange film. Very strange podcast, but a good time. Stream our Cruel Intentions episode.
Whenever that comes out, hopefully that comes out soon. We don't know the order of things, but Jake and Caitlin are on hiatus right now. Work things, if you will. Actually, they just don't like us, so that's unfortunate. No, I'm kidding.
There I am.
they are busy adults. We're not. So we're going to talk about today, what are we talking about? Trash or fire actors?
Yeah, we had the people name some actors and actresses. We're going to tell you whether or not they're fire or trash. I already did this on my Instagram story, so like my takes are out there in the ethers, but fuck it. Audio version, let's go.
Follow at Lord Hinton on Instagram. Also follow One Take Podcast on Instagram for these fire takes. They're, I mean,
or trash takes.
Yeah, lukewarm at best. Dex, how we doing?
We're doing good. Chilling. We cleaned the apartment today. We watched the Texans embarrass us again. But, you know, good times.
Cannot give any more of my energy to that team. I fell today. We were just talking about that.
Yeah,
that was
R.I.P.
Fun. I don't know if you've fallen in forever, like, but you're never prepared. Like, yeah, no one, like, very few people fall right. Like, I don't know how to.
We don't have much practice. Yeah, it sneaks up on you whenever it's time.
I was just running. I was on a good pace, man. I was running. I was at 2 miles. I hadn't stopped. That's big for me because of, like, my popcorn lung or whatever I have right now. And, like, was at a 10-minute pace per mile. Hadn't stopped running, and then I just tripped in front of the Judge Baylor statue on Baylor's campus. So that's fun. Just a 26-year-old tripping in front of a bunch of college students.
Did you keep going, or was your run over at that point?
No, I was like, done. I was like, done.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm done. I was like, I didn't know how bad I was bleeding. I was just like, I can't continue with these shenanigans anymore. Like, I'm through. So I came back and I'm drinking a beer. So that's actually, I lied. I'm drinking a hard seltzer. I'm not trying to be manly in here.
I mean, you're drinking the best hard seltzer in the game. So respect it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it was Kevin Hart used to have a bit about like falling, how you're never prepared. And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, this is happening. It was about the time I hit the ground. I was like, oh, shit, I'm falling.
Did you do the slow-mo, like, Shaq fall, like the Cat Williams?
Oh, no. No, as soon as I tripped, I hit. Like, it was just, I just scraped the hell out of my knee and everything else. And I was at that point, I was just like, you know what? Running's for the birds.
Yeah, we're calling it a day on this
one. We're calling this one a day. It's like the Peter.
Maybe see you tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like the Peter Griffin meme. I was literally just like, just fed up. Anyway, going back to that. So that's what I've been doing today. Also, I fell asleep and deadbolted my sister out of the house. So that was fun yesterday. She was like banging on the window. It was like, you've been asleep for an hour. I've just been sitting outside. I did not hear you.
Just the video of you passed out on the couch while she's just outside.
like glasses all askew. Like Caitlin had to call me, and eventually I woke up after I had 5 missed calls from my sister, my dad, my my fiance, and she finally woke me up. She's like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "What?" She's like, "Your sister's been trying to get in the house for an hour." I go, "What? Wait, what?" She like, almost called like the fire department to come kick down your door. Thank you for not doing that.
Hey, it's your house. You were chilling. Like, you don't have to be awake for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, nobody lives here. She's just staying over here. Like, I don't – I'm used to just falling asleep, locking the door. Anyway, fire or trash? This is our bonus episode, so we're not going to do a movie review, obviously. But we will have in the coming weeks – obviously, we just said we will have Cruel Intentions. But obviously, in the coming weeks, we will have October Halloween-themed Twitter headline spooky one-take podcast episodes.
Yeah. I'm not the most excited about it. That's not like really my bag, but, you know, hey, tis the season, I suppose.
You say that, but we're doing stuff like Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, I think we're eventually doing Sleepaway Camp, which, like...
Are we?
Fast.
Cool. All right.
We don't have to.
Anyway, so be on the lookout for those. But fire or trash actors, Lord Hinton on Twitter. Dex, go ahead. Lead.
First up, we got Anne Hathaway. I don't know how we want to do this exactly. Do we just want to say, like, each give our take, like, our answer first and then discuss, or?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't prepare for this episode whatsoever. Okay, so we had this debate with Caitlin.
I still don't understand why it was a debate. It
shouldn't have been.
Like, that's not a thing.
She's like, only straight men like Anne Hathaway. We're like, duh. Not to talk trash about Caitlin on this podcast. I will say this. She has been on some shitty roles here lately.
I mean, yeah, she has a few stinkers.
Mostly stinkers since late this.
Hey, relax. Okay. Relax, okay? She's given us so many classics. Like, but, I mean, the obvious answer here is fire. You have Les Mis, which we discussed. She was, like, the only good thing in that movie. Mm-hmm. You have, you know, Catwoman in Dark Knight Rises.
She was good in Interstellar.
Interstellar. You've got the Princess Diaries. Like, you got a little bit of everything with Anne Hathaway.
Okay, so...
Hot take. The Hustle, not that bad.
Dude, I know people who gave that movie, like, a 0.
I had a good time.
Okay, so since Les Mis, she had a bit role in Don John. She was in Rio 2. She was in Interstellar, which was okay. The Intern, which people give or take like. Alice Through the Looking Glass, a movie called Colossal that nobody saw. The Ocean's 11 all-woman remake Ocean's 8, which was hit or miss for some people. I never actually... Did you see that?
See what?
Ocean's 8.
Yeah, it's fine.
She was in the weirdest movie of all time, Serenity, which got panned.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when you said she's been in a lot of stinkers recently. That specific movie came up in my mind.
Whoa, the movie where the main character kid recreates his dad so he can bang out his mom in virtual reality. That's the plot to that movie.
Why did Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway do that?
And Jason Clarke and Jaimin Hounsou, like it was a baller cast. Like, that had to have been like a one for me, one for you thing.
Had to, but like, I don't, why? Like, who wanted that to be a thing? Why are there Oscar winners in this movie?
I don't know, man. Like, hard, heavy hitters, but like, The Hustle, which I had to assume lost money. It has a 35 on Metacritic, dude.
Okay. It's not a good movie. But it's a good time. I had a good time.
Yeah, made money, $95 million on a $21 million budget. She was in Dark Waters, which she was fine, but that was mostly a Mark Ruffalo movie.
Still haven't seen it.
And then in that weird Netflix movie that got a 35 and a 4.3 on IMDb, The Last Thing He Wanted, with Ben Affleck. And she's going to be
Affleck, who will come up later on this podcast.
Yeah, and she's going to be in The Witches coming up on HBO. But her past work, fire.
Yeah, she still has the fire. She gets the fire off the reputation. Like, she's given us some classics, like we mentioned. Like, she's got a little bit of everything for everybody. Like, there's an Anne Hathaway role or movie that everybody likes.
Mostly Princess Bride, but I said Princess Diaries. Bride. Princess Diaries. Good Lord. All right, next.
Who do we have next? It is John Heder? Napoleon John Dynamite. Heder.
I mean, like, Napoleon Dynamite's a classic. I love Napoleon Dynamite. It was, people didn't get it, I think, when it came out, which is, I mean, it's not much to get, but, like, the comedy very much holds up for today's, like, irreverent humor.
But then, like,
they tried to make him a thing for a minute, too, and it just wasn't going to happen. And, good for the guy. He's carved a career for himself, but outside of Napoleon, voice acting and stuff, like, he's done well for himself after making, like, the $15,000 Napoleon Dynamite. But trash. Like, he was good in the mid-2000s for what it was.
Yeah, I literally said, you had to tell me who he was when you, like, asked me if he's fire or trash, so he's trash. Like, that's, sorry.
Yeah, Phillip Seymour, probably a good guy. Like, doesn't look anything like Napoleon Dynamite, actually, which is kind of funny. Like, looks like a
decent. Yeah, looking at pictures of him now, I was like, holy shit.
It's like a good-looking guy. Like, he doesn't look anything like that. But I still laugh at Benchwarmers, even though that movie's trash and does not hold up. Anyway.
So, yeah, moving on. Our first trash. We got Eva Green. Eva Green? Eva? Doesn't matter.
Ava? Ava Green?
Sure. I'm going to go with trash, but, like, I haven't seen a lot of her work.
It's a random one for somebody to, like,
ask me about on Instagram. Yeah.
I mean, she was great. She's been great in most things that she's in. Casino Royale, she was incredible. She was actually pretty good in the crappy 300 movie, the second one.
Yeah, 300 Rise of an Empire. I've never seen it. And, like, apparently she was Miss Peregrine in Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. I never saw that.
She hasn't been in a lot of stuff for how much. She's only acted in 25 things, which is crazy.
She was in the 2019 Dumbo, which was, you know, surprisingly a box office success.
Oh, yeah. All those Disney movies are. They just slap, like, hey, this is, like, the animated thing that you like, but in real life. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't bad by any means. And, like, she was really hot in it. And, like, I guess she was cool in French or whatever. But, I'm going to go with trash. Sorry.
I'm going to go with fire just because I love Casino Royale. And that's one of the best James Bond movies. I know that there's no criteria to this, by the way. If you're sitting here going, like, what is the criteria? There is none. So yeah, be mad or be happy. So whatever you want. All right, next.
Ben Stiller. The question is specifically in Zoolander, but like I said, I haven't seen Zoolander in over a decade. So we're just going to go with Ben Stiller.
Fire.
Yeah, fire.
The body of work for Ben Stiller, the highs are too high for it to, like, and, like, recently, do like 17-year-olds know who Ben Stiller is anymore? I don't know, but
probably not,
you know, but, like, and that dictates most of the culture. Like, But
he was getting like Kids Choice Awards, Lifetime Awards when I was still watching the Kids Choice Awards. So
that's weird, man. His, I mean, he is, for being the son of comedy legends, he's really paved his way for like his own thing. And he's, I mean, Tropic Thunder still slaps to this day. Like, that movie's awesome.
Yeah, that movie is hilarious.
The latter Meet the Parents movies kind of stunk, but the first one's great. I gotta go with Fire. Like, overall, he came in at the right time, and he's a very talented filmmaker on top of comedian.
Yeah, he's Fire. I mean, I remember liking Zoolander, but like I said, it's been a long time. Sorry, Allison, the person who asked this question. I know you love Zoolander.
I hadn't seen Zoolander in forever either, yeah.
And then Allison also asked about Owen Wilson, who is in Zoolander.
Wow.
Owen Wilson, I can give up Fire.
Like Owen Wilson specifically in Zoolander?
I don't remember anything about Owen Wilson in Zoolander, but Owen Wilson in general, I can give him a Fire. He's been in enough funny
stuff. Yeah, he's good, man. He's a decent act. He's also a pretty like decent actor too, and has been in enough of those, you know, the Grand Budapest Hotel and like stuff like. He's been in enough Wes Anderson films too, where I'm just like, ah, you know what? If he hadn't done the weird sort of comedy thing that he kept trying to do after Bridesmaids. What's the movie?
God. Wedding Crashers.
Thank you. He kept trying to kept trying to put him in like the Wedding Crashers comedy stuff. It's the same thing for like. It's the same thing for Vince Vaughn too. Where it's like, oh, he could have been a really great, pretty, you know, funny, dramatic actor sort of thing, but I gotta go with Fire. Body of Work says Fire. Wedding Crashers is fantastic.
I forgot he was Lightning McQueen.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out.
Cars Ka-chow. 2. Ka-chow. Ka-chuga. Cars 2, one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Sorry. Anyway, next.
One of the worst movies you've ever seen.
Cars 2 stinks.
I can give you worst Pixar movie, but worst movie?
I hated that movie. I hate that movie with everything in my fiber, everything in my being. I hate Cars 2. Cars 2 sucks. Cars 2 sucks.
That's fair. Next up, we got Ben Affleck.
Oh, man, he's had some bad movies. But he's also put out some really good, like, he's had some of the worst movies of all time, critically.
Some real stinker.
Like, Geely, I think, has like a 5% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hold on. Let me find that out. I got to go Fire because his like most of his great stuff is classics now. So
I can't get there, man.
You can't get there with him?
Trash. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
He's good. He's capable of doing some really good work. I mean, we talked about him in Gone Girl. He was pretty good. He's decent as a Batman, et cetera, but it's like every Ben Affleck movie I see, I'm just like, that's Ben Affleck.
He's past like going into a role. It's just him as the character.
Yeah,
Holy shit.
Obviously, there's a lot of stars and shit that like you just think of as who they are, but you know, you're along for the ride with them. Ben Affleck, I'm never along for the ride. I'm just like, this Ben Affleck.
Like Matt Damon.
Yeah.
His counterpart. Geely, listen to that. Geely has a 6% critic score and a 13% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Holy crap.
God damn.
People hated that movie.
Is that the one with J-Lo?
Yeah, that's how they got in that relationship. But like, whoa. Yeah. Holy crap.
Tough scene.
Yeah, hate to see it. Next.
Up next, we got Michael Fassbender. And ooh. I went Fire on this one.
Yeah, he's a great actor. Terrible projects. He needs a new agent, man.
Let's put him in anything, really.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me look up his – he's so good in most of the things that he's in, but he is just literally in anything. Like, he's been in 13, like, alien things now. He takes a paycheck, man. That dude's never, nah.
He got choked out by Gina Carano in that one movie for whatever reason.
Yeah. Never saw 12 Years a Slave. Sorry.
I will never watch that movie.
I don't want to feel bad, so I haven't watched it.
His first movie was 300.
Was it?
That's the first thing.
It was his first movie. What a start. I mean, he's been in some really, like, Inglourious Basterds was his breakout role, and we loved him in that movie. But, you know, like, after X-Men First Class, it's just, like, The Counselor, a movie called Frank. Like, I guess he did. It's really after Steve Jobs that it's all kind of gone downhill, because he's, like, in X-Men Apocalypse, which stinks. Assassin's Creed, which was a flop. Song to Song, which it's filmed in Austin. No one even saw it. It's a Terrence Malick film. Another alien thing. The Snowman, which wasn't even a complete film. And then X-Men Dark Phoenix, which stunk. People hated that movie.
What is Song to Song? Because this shit stars Michael Fassbender, Ryan Gosling, Rooney Mara, Natalie Portman, and Kate Blanchett, and I've never heard of it.
Exactly. Terrence Malick did this thing. Do you know who Terrence Malick is? The guy, Thin Red Line and things like that, but he, Tree of Life, he did this thing where he, like, just didn't make films for a long time, and then all of a sudden, within a couple of years, he pumped out, like, 5 movies, all, like, back-to-back, all kind of using the same sort of casts and things like that, and I don't know, but it's filmed in Austin. It was that thing when, like, he and Ryan Gosling and Natalie Portman were all at the UT game. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's two intersecting love triangles, obsession and betrayal, set against the music scene in Austin, Texas. So it's pretentious, and I don't think it had a script.
Cool. All right, moving on. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, nobody saw it.
It sounds like it fucking stinks. But next up, we have Denzel Washington, and I think we both know.
Trat, no, fire. Yeah, fire.
One of the best to ever do it. Like,
I don't even know where it's like. There is this weird movement that on Twitter, because nothing is sacred on Twitter, where it's just like he's so good at doing one thing that, like, he, like, plays that. He's like, you know, it's like Randy Johnson's fastball, you know what I mean? Where it's like he's so good at doing that he's just become that. But I don't think that's accurate. But that's a take I've seen on Twitter, where it's just like recently, he's just the Alonzo character from
Training Day.
Training Day, thank you. But I don't think
Training Day episode.
Yeah, stream it. I don't think that's accurate. I think he's done this weird thing where it's like, okay, well, he's one of the best dramatic actors of a generation. Okay, now I'm just going to be one of the best action stars ever.
Yeah, he can do anything. But for a while there, he was on a streak where he was just doing the exact same thing over and over. And, like, I think I've tweeted this take before, but, like, for a good, like, 10 years, every Denzel Washington role was, I'm the wise old black man. They are sketchy white people, and I'm protecting somebody from them every single time. And, like, he blew it out of the park every single time. And,
right,
like I said, he's one of the best to ever do it. But for a good while there, for a good stretch, that was all he was doing.
I mean, he did, like, 3 Equalizer movies. And, no, but, yeah, you're right. I mean, obviously fire. Like, that's not even really a question.
Not a debate.
Next.
Tom Hardy.
Fire.
This one was hard for me.
Big fire. I don't care. Big fire.
Yeah, he's fire, but has he done anything of note recently? Apparently Capone stunk, which made him sad.
I knew from the beginning that I tried to watch a little bit of that FX series Taboo. He's really good in that, but it's really the same thing from it's kind of his same character from Peaky Blinders, which you haven't watched Peaky Blinders though.
I have not.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing as that. Like, I guess he was nominated for The Revenant as well. He was good in Dunkirk when he like spoke three lines. So I didn't hate Venom. It was bad.
Venom wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, as bad as the reviews made it.
Tom Hardy is the reason for that.
Very much so. But he does do the same thing where it's like he does have a couple of notes, only just a couple, where it's just like brooding, you know, whisperer, or, you know, over exuberant asshole.
He played a pretty good lovable loser in This Means War. I'll give him that.
I didn't finish it. I know I told you it's like one of your go-tos, but I didn't finish it. I couldn't get into Tom Hardy's a nerd and can't get a girl storyline. Couldn't get into it. It's like the two hottest men ever competing. I don't know. Anyway, but fire. Yeah. I go fire.
But yeah, I go fire too.
Tom Hardy's attached. He's one of these people that it's like Leonardo DiCaprio, where he's attached to everything.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, and that's fair. Like the name Tom Hardy just elicits, oh yeah, that's a good actor. I like him. Like,
and it was really like pretty quick after Inception too, where it was like, yeah, this guy. I don't know. It was a quick blow up.
Once Dark Knight Rises came out, everybody was like, oh fuck yeah, that dude, he's got it, he's gonna take over Hollywood, that man, hell yeah. We didn't really see that. I forgot Mad Max Fury Road,
that movie's great. He's attached to so much stuff. He's scheduled to play another Al Capone movie.
No thanks.
Pass. All right, next
up we got Nicolas Cage, and I'm sorry, Trash. I can't get there, man. Like, I'm not in on the joke. I'm not part of it.
Not there with it. This is crazy because it's like he has so many films that are in the zeitgeist or cultural Rolodex, even. Like, so many things that are just played over and over and over again. And apparently people think he's a good actor. I can't get there either, but I've watched so many of his movies. It's crazy.
I mean, yeah, I still got to watch Face Off, but like,
we'll eventually do that.
You got your National Treasures, which, you know, that was a DVD card banger. Substitute teacher, we're watching fucking National Treasure.
This has history in it, right? I think I've watched National Treasure more than most movies. Seeing as like half of his movies now, or even like 90% of his movies that he comes out with now, are just to like get out from under his tax evasion. Trash.
I'm glad we agree. Next up, we got The Rock.
He is good at what he does. He's the best at what he does.
It's true.
But people see the Rock movies for him just being The Rock in those movies. Like, he's never played a character. You know what I mean?
But that counts for something to me.
I guess, yeah. Like, he's never had to get into a character. Like, he's never had to go deep. You know, it's just like, all right, I'm The Rock. I'm charismatic. You're going to love me. And you're just like, oh.
And I can't decide, like, whether or not he gets credit for, like, that. Because, I mean, before, like, early on in his WWE career, was he this way? Or did he just become his WWE character eventually in real life? Like, how much of this is a bit? I don't know.
Well, when we had Cameron on, he was talking about how much he believes his bit. So it's just like, I guess it's the same thing. I guess it's just him. Like, he have morphed into that.
Yeah, one day in the 90s, The Rock was just like, this is who I am all the time, forever now. And he stuck with it.
Just rise and grind. Just before Instagram, just rise and grind AOL messages. Like, good Lord. Fire. I got it. Like, because I see every Rock movie.
Yeah, I went with Fire because it's just a good time. He's fun. The Rock shows up, you're going to have a good time.
Like, if he was literally, in a Transformers.
No matter what it is.
Yeah, if he was in a Transformers movie, I'd go see it. Which probably will happen eventually.
Honestly, if they rebooted the Transformers franchise with The Rock, I'm in. Sold.
Sure, why not? And make $1 billion. All right, next.
I mean, John Cena was already in Bumblebee.
True.
Next up, we got Jesse Eisenberg. And I went Fire.
Yeah, Fire. Most of the things that he's in are pretty good, too. And he's like... He does what he wants to do now, which is kind of interesting because he had that minute in the mid 2010s where he was doing like Now You See Me's, and of course he did the Batman movies and stuff like that. But like, he kind of just does what he wants to do and he's pretty good at it. And of course, one of the best roles of all time, Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most quotable roles of all time.
I was definitely going to say like he could have quit acting at that point, and he was still going to Fire forever for me because I love that movie so much and his performance. I mean, he doesn't sound or even look that much like Mark Zuckerberg in that movie at all, but he's just so fucking good that, like, that is Mark Zuckerberg to me. Like,
that movie is, and
the memes.
That is who we think Mark Zuckerberg is. It's just this guy that talks like this, and he talks real fast. And when Mark Zuckerberg's actually just like, well, I don't think that I am not computing what you were saying, Congressman. Like,
smoke meats.
Good Lord. That picture of him on the motorized surfboard is the funniest thing I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
He doesn't look like a real human being at any point.
What is
he looks fake.
What did Jake say? This is the worst robot. He is my least favorite robot. Oh my God. He got his ass sticking out and everything too, like just caked on sunscreen. Like, he doesn't. This is what normal people do. I am a normal person.
But yeah, Jesse Eisenberg like took that, but made it like kind of sort of cool, like at least interesting, if not like cool. Like, it was fun.
The you better lawyer up asshole scene came up on Twitter the other day. Oh, so good.
Andrew Garfield, he doesn't come up on this list, but
Fire
had such high hopes for him, and they have yet to be met. He hasn't gotten the roles that I need him to get.
Have you seen Hacksaw Ridge?
No. Well, yes.
They might change your mind.
I saw it like in school, so it was on, and I wasn't paying attention to it.
All right, next.
We got Daniel Craig, James Bond himself.
Fire.
He's a really good Bond. I'm not like well versed in like all the history of all the Bonds or whatever, so I can't say he's the best one. But not all of his movies, but he's been good in all the movies. And Logan Lucky is a fucking banger. Right. I love that movie so much. He's so funny in that shit.
Logan Lucky and Knives Out back to back, where it's basically the same character, but like he does it so well that those are two great roles back to back for him after like doing the whole Bond thing for a while. I think he's probably the second best Bond next to Connery. Some people would put him number one. I think he has two out of, we'll see how this next one goes, but I think he has two great Bond films and two stinkers. So I mean, like, for Bond films, a 50% clip isn't terrible actually. But Logan Lucky and Knives Out. I just streamed Logan Lucky on a whim. It's on Amazon, I think, if you have Prime. It is so good. Like, nobody talks about it either.
People have no idea what I'm talking about. Like, I posted a picture of, like, the Logan Lucky poster on Instagram, and, like, everybody's like, what the fuck is that? Dude, you gotta watch it. It's so good. Channing Tatum's great. Adam Driver's great. Mm-hmm. Daniel Craig is great. It's so good.
I said, no peeking. I tried to watch that with my family. Yeah, I tried to watch that with my family, and they just didn't get the satire in it. So I was just kind of like, this is great. I don't know what y'all are thinking. Anyway.
Little girl singing Country Roads Take Me Home at the end. Mm-hmm. Just perfect.
All right, one of the next best movies. One of the best movies Soderbergh's put out in a long time, too. Anyway.
Next up, we got one that I got three separate times because my brand is strong. Reese Witherspoon.
Fire.
Everyone knows my answer.
Fire.
It gets no more fire. Like,
that's a.
She's my favorite actress.
Oh, really?
Like, I love her work. A lot of it. I haven't seen all of it. I love, like, all of her work that I've seen. She seems like a good person. She produces, like, a lot of, like, really good, like, TV shows and movies and shit. She gives, like, women of color a lot of opportunities that they wouldn't get otherwise. She just seems so nice. Everybody awesome. Who ever talked to her seems to love her. Like, she was talking to fucking Offset on Instagram Live. Offset from the Migos. And it was like they were best friends. Like,
she puts out huge Southern mom energy, too, which is, like, crazy that she's that old now. But, like, that video that you tweeted out of her getting the Beyonce package or whatever.
Yeah, getting the Ivy Park clothing line.
That was that just wholesome content, man. Fire. Huge fire.
Just makes you smile.
Also one of the best.
She can also play the crazy lady, like, in Little Fires Everywhere. Like, she can get into that, like, crazy white woman bag.
Also one of the best roles ever in Walk the Line. June Carter is awesome.
And she can sing.
Yeah, true. She can do that. Yeah, fire.
Next up, we got John David Washington.
Can't say trash.
I'm getting fired just off the strength of those just two roles that I've seen him in.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's great.
They're both really good.
He's great in Ballers. He's great in – I haven't seen Tenet yet, which – sorry. But, like, he's great in Black Klansman as well. But, yeah, I gotta go fire. Apparently, he's great in Tenet, as you say. But, like, he's had, like, three roles, which is crazy.
Yeah. He was great in Tenet, and he was great in Black Klansman. I haven't watched Ballers, but yeah, I don't know, like, what kind of range he has or whatever, but I really don't care. He can just, like, do what he does for forever, like his dad, and I'll be on board. So yeah,
he has a little bit of his dad in him too, but it's like a co-producer on Book of Eli secretly. Anyway,
as a child.
It's like a 20-year-old, probably. Anyway.
Wait, how old is he? I have no idea.
He's older than you think. It's like 36.
Damn.
Yeah. Shit. All right. Next.
It is with a heavy heart.
Oh, no.
Viola Davis.
Let's warm it up. Let's warm it up.
I can't get the trash. I can't. I want to, but I can't get there. Like, she's obviously great at doing what she does, but man, she is quietly become one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood to me.
Go there.
Like, I don't. She. So, like, I get what people love about her, right?
This is my Meryl Streep take, by the way. This is the same thing, but go ahead.
Basically, like, I get what people love about her, right? But every time she does anything, like, no matter how good it is or how good it's not, like, no matter what, how simple whatever she is doing, like, all the How to Get Away with Murder stuff that she does, so fucking simple. Like, her roles in, like, she was in Suicide Squad doing the simplest shit. Her role in Widows was simple as fuck. She was just annoying as hell in that movie. I feel like if they would have focused on any of the other characters, it would have been a better movie, but because they made Viola Davis the center, it was not as good as it could have been. Like, she's overrated, but like she's good. She's definitely not trash. Just overrated. We hype her up too much.
This is the exact same thing I feel about Meryl Streep. Anyway, Fire, though, because Fences is great. It made me cry.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. But even like, have you seen that video on Twitter that went viral recently that's like Viola Davis's range, quote unquote, and then just shows like all of her emotions that she goes through.
Yelling and tear and stuff. Roles.
Yeah, it's like, that's just what acting is. Like, that's not...
She's so good, it, Dex.
It's not any like particular like thing for her. Like, you can make that real for any good actress. Like,
you're gonna get people mad at us.
Nobody listens to us. I've already gotten people pissed off at me today for my Lil Wayne takes, which I'm not backing down on.
How dare you? Anyway, that's Yeah, I don't know.
I'm right.
Yeah, I don't know. She's fire.
Yeah, she's fire. Begrudgingly fire for Viola Davis. Next up, another one where the brand is strong. Florence Pugh.
I need to see more, but fire so far.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I can tell, support, has not missed.
We support our queen.
Hashtag support Florence Pugh. I have yet to see her be bad in anything.
And she's going to be in the next... She's going to be the next Black Widow, too. She's getting that Marvel money. Like,
she's getting that Marvel money. She's doing the thing with Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, I guess. So she's going to have all the Tumblr girls like in her corner soon.
But
she gave us Little Women. She gave us Midsommar, like Midsommar, whatever we're calling it. I haven't seen her miss.
She doesn't miss. Next.
Little Woman co-star, Saoirse Ronan.
Fire.
Yeah. I mean, everybody...
She hasn't really... Yeah.
Everybody pegged her already as, like, the next, like, young goat. And they're right. She's great.
She's gonna get the same thing as, like... It's gonna be, like, her... Like, Amy Adams thing, where it's just, like... She just keeps getting nominated. You know what I mean?
I feel like she's gonna win one before Amy Adams does.
Before Amy Adams does.
Yeah. What Amy Adams is at, like, 6 nominations?
Something nuts.
I feel like she's going to win one before she hits that number that Amy Adams is at.
All right. Can we pause for 2 seconds?
We can.
All right. I'm pausing.
Adams is at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right. Resuming recording. Next.
Next up, we got Zooey Deschanel.
Trash.
That's what I said, man. I never gotten a new girl. She hasn't done enough other stuff that I care about for me to give her a fire. Apparently, 500 Days of Summer is really good. I've never seen it. I mean,
I like it, but she is the worst part of New Girl. Which is saying so because it is based on her. Like, she is the worst. Like, that may seem sexist or whatever, but like, their male counterparts and stories in that movie, like Jake Johnson and them, are so much funnier than her story in that show. And I don't think this is really like the hottest take, but like, because I think some people feel the same way, but she's I think she's the worst part of New Girl, to be honest.
And like her filmography, I mean, sight. Nothing crazy.
She's in a terrible M. Night Shyamalan film, like one of the worst films of all time.
Wait, which one is that?
The Happening.
Oh, is that the one where like the aliens invade Earth and are allergic to water?
No, that is that's the Mel Gibson one, but The Happening is where the plants are trying to kill people.
Oh, right.
With Mark Wahlberg, like one of the worst delivery. No. I would never. If you haven't seen like any clips from The Happening, go look that up. There's plenty of YouTube videos about it. Some of the worst acting on the planet. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, she's in Trolls and Trolls too. So she's got that going for her.
True, she's a nice person. Just no.
Is she like prominent in the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford?
Not really, that I can remember.
All right, yeah. Flex Zoe Deschanel. Moving on. Nicole Beharie. I don't remember how to pronounce your last name.
Hold on. Nicole what?
Beharie.
Oh. I haven't seen Shame. I haven't watched any of Sleepy Hollow or Little Fires Everywhere. She was great in 42.
Yeah. And I think she really got the good actor juice for that episode of Black Mirror she was on, but I haven't seen Black Mirror. I've only seen like clips of her from that episode.
Can we do a pass? Not enough information.
Yeah, like to be determined for
TBH. TBD. Sorry, TBH. To be honest, TBD.
Yeah, we'll come back to her at some point in the future if she continues to get prominent roles. Next up, we got Oscar Isaac.
Fire. Also, a dude that's just in anything.
Yeah, but he's always like good. Mm-hmm. Everything that I've seen him in, like even he was in that weird like Holocaust trial movie, and it was good.
His hearing him talk about being in X-Men Apocalypse is the funniest thing on the planet. He hated that movie. Like he hated everything about being on that movie.
Doesn't he also talk a lot of shit about Star Wars?
Yes. Yeah, he does. And it's fun. I mean, he's gotten the bag, so you know, it is what people seem to think. Like he's kind of older than you would think, but people want to make him the next GOAT. Surprisingly, not ever nominated for an Oscar.
Damn, 41.
Yeah, people wanna he's had a huge rise here recently too. Ex Machina.
Very excited for Doom.
Yes, I have no idea what it's about. Very excited. Ex Machina is one of the best movies I think I've seen in a long time. If you haven't watched that, it's streaming. Go watch Ex Machina. I know a lot of people have watched that movie, but still.
Next up, we got Alan Rickman, RIP.
Fire.
Yeah, I feel obligated to give him a fire.
But not because he's dead. I mean, go ahead.
I do just want to make the point. The Harry Potter movies aren't that good.
Shut up. how dare you? No, I love the Harry Potter movies, but I mean, I read the books and read a different book. No, I read the books and I grew up with it, so it makes more sense that I would like those movies than like. But he was very good, especially towards the end of those films when he had a more developed role. You got to see a little bit more of his range, but that people remember him from that. But he's just like his first acting role ever was, I mean, this is the best trivia. Like his first acting role ever was Die Hard.
Which is insane.
Insane. Like his first television role rather, or television, his first movie role ever was Die Hard, which is like, what a start. And people are just like, yeah, he's one of the best villains of all time. So, I mean, RIP. Crazy that he died that long ago. Holy crap. 4 years ago?
Yeah, that does feel like a long time ago.
Good Lord. Yeah, I gotta go fire.
Yeah, he was Ronald Reagan in The Butler.
What a whoa. Okay.
The Butler, a movie that like we thought might kind of matter.
Oscar when it came out. Bait.
Definitely
Oscar
does not matter.
Bait. That's one of the biggest Oscar bait movies I think I've seen in a long time.
Did it even win any Oscars?
I don't know if it was even nominated for anything.
I don't think it's been nominated for anything. Jesus.
I don't think Forrest Whitaker got nominated for that movie.
That movie is the most Obama era movie. Like that shit could not get made today.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about too.
Like nobody would like view that as a positive, like to be made today, post 2016. Moving on.
Black Next friendly up. Advice. That's if you ever watched the we'll try to post it on Twitter or something, but it's like every Oscar winning movie trailer ever. And one of the lines is like, black friendly advice. That's what that movie is.
And it stretches across like such generations. A long time period, dude. Like, why do they do that?
Man. Anyway.
Chris Pine. I gotta give him a fire.
Fire. One of the most attractive people I think I've ever seen, but also he's really gone out of his way to like, I mean, he's been in the rom-coms and he's been in the, you know, Star Trek, and he's carried those franchises as well. He's, you know, he's going to be in both Wonder Woman's and stuff, but he's really gone out of his way to try some things, and he's been good in most of those things. Like even movies that, I mean, that King movie that he did, where he showed his ween.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You haven't seen the movie where he shows his dick?
I have not.
Let's see, Outlaw King with our girl. Yeah, that was the movie as a whole wasn't good, but he was good in it. He's also really funny too.
Yeah, he's got good comedians on me.
So yeah, I mean. I like that. He was Peter Parker and Into the Spider-Verse, so shout out to that.
Yeah, like I said on Instagram, I'm never going to go see a movie just because Chris Pine is in it, but whenever I see a movie that has Chris Pine in it, I'm like, Chris Pine was pretty good.
I mean, Hell or High Water is one of the – you still haven't seen it, but it is one of – it's one of my favorite movies. It's one of the best Westerns, I think, in the last 30 years. So – oh God! So there's that.
He also did like, you know, Into the Woods and shit like that. Like, he's got a little bit of everything on here in this filmography. He was also in Wrinkle in Time, which stunk. I forgot about that movie.
Most people did.
Next up, we got George Clooney.
God, George Clooney hadn't been in anything in forever. He's just making billions of dollars off of tequila. Yeah. George Clooney's also one of those people that has the one note thing, but he's so good at it and charming that it's just like, it also helps that he's gorgeous. But
I'm sorry, man. I went trash. Like, I'm not charmed.
You're not charmed by George Clooney.
I'm not that charmed.
Yeah, I gotta go fire. Like it's a really good one note that he does, where he's just the charming like wry smile and everything. And sometimes he plays a really good dumbass as well too. But like, yeah, I gotta go fire, man. Body of work says fire too.
I've been told my whole life, like, you know, George Clooney is like the hot, charming dude or whatever. And my entire life, I've just been like, I don't get it.
Dude, he's hot, like
he's good looking, but like,
if you could age, if we all could age like George Clooney, we would be so blessed.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely hot, but like, I don't know. I just never really cared for him as an actor.
Dude has literally not been in anything. His last, he was in Catch 22, that which I need to watch, but he was in the Hulu miniseries Catch 22. But like all of his acting roles since that weird movie Money Monster and Hail Caesar, which I hated, it's just Nespresso commercials on his IMDb. He's just making money. Like, he could give a shit about acting anymore.
I'm George Clooney. Give me money.
Exactly. He made $1 billion. He made $1 billion off of his tequila company and said, nah, I'm out.
Can't blame him. I would do the same exact fucking thing.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have to do this anymore. Are you kidding? I have $1 billion.
If I ever need more money, I'm fucking George Clooney.
You come to me. Anyway, that's hilarious. Nespresso commercials. And anyway, I say fire, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. There's also a really decent fit, like a pretty decent filmmaker too, like director, surprisingly.
That I did not know. What is he directed that I would know?
Yeah, you wouldn't. I mean,
fair enough.
He directed Good Night and Good Luck. About Edward R. Murrow and McCarthy scandal, stuff like that. Anyway.
Next up, we got Natalie Portman, and she gets a fire from me.
Yeah. She's had an interesting career. She's been doing it forever, too. Yeah. Like Natalie Portman's only like, I think she's probably near 40 now, but like, Natalie Portman's been in our collective memory for decades now.
Did she start with the Star Wars prequels?
No, she was in, that's when she kind of got super famous, but she was in the Leon the Professional was her first movie, which is kind of weird now when you go back and look at it. It's a good movie, but it's really weird and pedophilic, actually, which is kind of...
Yep.
And she was in Heat, Mars Attacks, but she came to prominence with the prequels. And the prequels really was only like her fifth movie, which is crazy.
But yeah, made a cameo on Zoolander. Look at that.
I mean, and then people fell in love with her in Garden State, which I don't know if you've seen, but it like one of the most pretentious art, like not art cinema, but I don't even know whether it just low grade cinema, indie cinema. So people fell in love with her that, but she's been in filmed a movie on Baylor's campus too.
For me, the moment like she was fire forever was Black Swan. Like for me, that's just always going to be it. Like you just got to give it to her off the strength. She has nothing to do anything else that's any good.
Can I admit
something? She has, but
can I admit something?
You haven't seen Black Swan.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, but like the toenail stuff and like all that. I
understand.
I can't do it.
She was in her bag though.
I do love how she got, you know, she got into the Thor movies and everything, and those Thor movies aren't good. And she was like, yeah, I'll never be in another Marvel movie. And then they were like, but what if? And they just paid her a ton of money, and she was like, sure.
And now she's right back.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how that happened.
If she got any, like, back end on Endgame, holy shit.
Yeah. I love that. It's just like they had to use old footage of her because she wouldn't even come back for Endgame. And then they're like, you see how much people love you for this? We'll pay you millions of dollars to come back. And then she was like, all right. I love that. I love she. I'll never come back to a Marvel movie. You thought.
Unless.
Yeah.
She also did an Oscar bait biopic movie. She was Jackie Kennedy. I still haven't seen that movie, but apparently she was good.
I've watched a side-by-side of that where it's like they take her speeches that she does that from history and stuff and compare it to Jackie Kennedy. It's pretty accurate. It's like almost scary accurate, actually, how good she is at that.
Damn. She was also in Lucy in the Sky, which is apparently super sucked.
That movie stunk. That's crazy how bad that movie stunk.
It's on HBO Max. I'm like, I really want to watch it to see if it's as bad as everyone says.
Dude, it has a 4.8 on IMDb. People hated this movie.
Natalie Portman, John Hamm, and Zazie Beetz with the astronaut diaper lady as the inspiration. Like, I want to see that shit, man.
It's a compelling story.
Eventually, I'm going to watch. That shit made $325,000 at the box office.
Oh, yikes.
We talked about this on the Cruel Intentions pod, or like after we were, maybe that was after the show or whatever, but like, holy shit.
Oh my God. Like Dan Stevens in this movie too. Holy shit. This movie tanked. I think this came out like, I think it was like a festival movie, but then it came out during the pandemic and people were like, nope.
No, this came out in October of last year.
Oh.
Nobody wanted to see that shit.
They should have just gone with the original story, but I don't think they could get the rights to that woman's like story. So they're just like, this is based around. Yeah, anyway.
Next up, we got Jason Bateman, who I haven't seen his two biggest shows.
Ozark is pretty good.
He's so good in everything else that I've seen him in, like, you know, Game Night and Horrible Bosses and all that kind of stuff that, like, I give him a fire anyway.
Fire. I think he does the really good, like, straight man incredibly Absolutely. Well. Like, he's one of the best straight men of all time. And then, you know, he has a dramatic range. He's not asked to do a whole ton. Like, he has a little bit of range in Ozark, but the story's so good that it works around him. And his wife, who plays his wife? I gotta give her credit, sorry. Lena.
She just wanted Emily.
Yeah. Laura Linney. Sorry, she's been in everything. But, like, Laura Linney's so good in that, too, that, you know, kind of carries him along with it. But, like, I mean, the straight man role for him for decades is he found that niche and was like, oh, I'm really good at this. And he's really funny. But I got to go fire for him as well.
Next up, we got Zendaya. And I'm on the fire.
Fire, yeah. Right? She's still kind of to be determined. So for me, to be determined, though. I mean, I guess I got to watch.
You don't have to watch Euphoria.
I Caitlin watched it and she loved it, but like, yeah, I'm good. Shout out to my uncle Zendaya is Michi. all-time tweet, all-time video. If you haven't seen, go to my Twitter, Roy Nogletree. If you haven't seen that video, scroll down a little bit. Zendaya is Michi is one of the funniest fucking videos I think I've ever seen. She's the best Mary Jane, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I love
it. It's not hard, but yeah.
Switched up her character because what's her name was doing in the original Spider-Man trilogy is just so funny. Looking back on it,
Scream,
it's so bad.
Scream and Fall. God, that character
just be an absolute asshole.
She's a liability. She's such a liability in everything. It's just like, should I save this trolley of children or save Mary Jane? Like, children, let her die, whatever. It's
just like, and then she like just breaks up with him anyway.
Yeah. Like, I know you're Spider-Man and I know that you saved me multiple thousands of times. And you're just like, you know what? You're not there for me enough. What? You weren't at my Broadway debut. Yeah, but reviews said that show sucked.
Then the dude that she like gets engaged to, she's like, I want you to kiss me like Spider-Man kissed me. That character fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's written terribly, but she doesn't do it any favors, really. I mean, that whole character is damsel in distress, like written to be saved from shit like multiple times.
Oh God. But Zendaya rises above and yeah. You know, hangs out with Beyonce on occasion. So how could she not be fire?
Secretly her and Zac Efron, even though that story was whack, was the best part of that musical too. Greatest Showman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hate that story. I hate that storyline.
It's very uncomfortable. But yeah. It's fine. We let it slide.
Right.
Next up, we got Adam Driver. Fire.
Fire. I have this weird thing with Adam Driver, sort of like, he's great, but I don't know why.
That's fair. That's fair. I can see that. But like, Black Klansman, Logan Lucky, like we just mentioned. Kylo Ren is a great character. He did great in Marriage Story. Like, he's given us a little bit of everything at this point.
Mm-hmm.
and it feels like he's just getting started. I don't remember what his first like roles were, but
he's crazy because like he kind of
a long way to go.
He's crazy because he kind of got into the game late. Like he was, his story is crazy. Like he was in the military, then he like dropped out of the, or not dropped, it was discharged from the military after an injury, and then went to Juilliard. So he didn't get started really like acting and stuff until he was in his late 20s. So it's like he's been on a heater. But the reason I say that is because he just looks so normal. Like people love him, people think he's hot, but like I don't get it. But like he looks so normal and sounds so normal.
Like he just kind of sounds like just a normal guy.
And like he sounds so like monotone and stuff like that, that I don't see it, but I know it's good. You know what I mean? It's a weird connection to me. It's the same thing with Miles Teller, but I mean, he's obviously better with Miles Teller. I have that Miles Teller take, but we don't have to go there.
Yeah. I mean, he's way better than Miles Teller.
Yes.
But, yeah, like just, I know
he only chooses good. He only chooses good projects too. Continue.
I know it was popular on Twitter to say that like the acting in Marriage Story wasn't that good, but like, not fan, this shit was really good.
Yeah, it was very good. It's super, super good. He really just does choose. I mean, the last Star Wars sucked, but he really does choose great projects too.
For sure. And when it was time for him to turn on the racism in Black Klansman, like pretending like, to be a Klansman,
he too good at it.
He turned that shit all the way on.
Oh goodness. Ooh. Yikes. Let's see. He was in a movie called The Report though, which is on Amazon too, which I don't think a lot of people saw because it kind of got lost in between Marriage Story and Black Klansman, as well as the latest Star Wars film. But if you haven't watched that, it's about the true story behind like torture from the CIA and stuff like that. Go watch that.
I remember wanting to see this.
It's so good.
Did it, like, come out in theaters, or was it a streaming?
For like for a second, then it went pretty much directly to streaming. It's like how Netflix does to try and get awards hype.
Yeah, I remember this having awards hype after like it. I guess it premiered at Sundance. I remember it having awards hype because Adam Driver and Annette Bening were in it, and everybody wants to get Annette Bening an Oscar, I suppose. But yeah, I just never got around to seeing it. I'm gonna
have to watch it. I mean, it's literally like almost like a one man show. He carries that movie. John Hamm's pretty good in it, but he it's just all him pretty much the entire time. So yeah, he's really good in that. And that movie's, ooh, that'll open your eyes. Anyway,
next up, we can make this quick. Zach Galifianakis, trash.
He was good for a moment, but I mean, the rest of it, I get it. Like, he's one of the funniest people, actually. Like, if you ever watch Between Two Ferns and stuff like that, not the movie, but the actual segments on YouTube, he's funnier in bits than he is as a character in movies. So trash. Yeah. I had to try to justify that a little bit, 'cause he is funny.
I get it. I got it. Like back when The Hangover came out, but since then,
Hangover 3 is one of the, I hate that. It's one of the worst movies I think I've ever seen too. Ugh.
Next up, we got Henry Cavill, which like I'm intrigued by your take on this.
He can be great. Which I watched Enola Holmes. He was very good in that as well too. I mean,
Millie Bobby Brown.
Thank you. That was mostly a Millie Bobby Brown vehicle, which we got to talk about that movie. She was great in that as well. That movie was delightful. If you haven't seen
it's
it
on my list.
Yeah. If I haven't seen it, go stream it on Netflix. Enola Holmes. It was just delightful. It was a fun movie. And he was great as Sherlock Holmes in that. Great. Like he didn't have much to do. He was good. He was hot and he wore a suit, but, I think the first Superman, I think Man of Steel is very good. Like, I think people didn't like it originally, but going back and watching it, I think it has a lot of good things in it. I think with a better director than Zack Snyder, who I don't like at all, I think it's even better. I like The Witcher, and he's great in that. That story kind of stinks, though. And but, I mean, the show's trash, but like it's fun trash.
Are you saying fire or trash? What's the
matter? There's no criteria to this because we've said like to be determined for a lot of. I gotta go fire. He's just. I don't know. He's too charismatic for me to actually say trash.
I'm going with trash, man. I don't see it for him as an
actor. I get it.
Like he's very good looking, and that can work for a lot of different things, like being Superman or his role in Mission Impossible.
I was gonna say though, he's in the best Mission Impossible movie though.
He is in that, but like he doesn't do anything like acting wise. He
cocks his fist, bad dude. Man. He loads up his fist.
And grows a shirt pocket in the weirdest edit ever.
Oh, I gotta rewatch that. I gotta rewatch that movie. That movie's so good.
Dude, that movie is so fucking good.
Oh, it's so good.
It's not good because of him. Like he's just there. And like he's not so bad that he like prevents good movies from being good, but he'll never make a movie good, I don't think.
They're still trying to make him happen, though, too. You know what I mean?
I think eventually they will. I think eventually it's going to happen. Like, we're going to look up one day and Henry Cavill's going to be the biggest star in Hollywood or something like that. Eventually. Like, he's just good looking for it not to happen. But
I actually like the man.
Actor to me.
I actually like The Man from U.N.C.L.E., by the way. If you haven't seen that one's kind of delightful, too. Just fun. It's a fun movie. And he was good in that Army Hammer joint, which he could also be in this discussion as well too.
We've kind of talked about Army Hammer, and I want us to do the Rebecca movie so that we can
have a discussion dive,
Army Hammer discussion, because there's a lot that needs to be discussed.
There's a crazy backstory.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on, we have Rosamund Pike.
Other than Gone Girl, she's been in some weird stuff, but she's good.
I only know her from Gone Girl, but she was so good in that I'm going to just give her a fire off the strength.
Yeah, I got to go with fire. You're right. Like, she's so good in that movie. Stream our Gone Girl episode. Rosamund Pike. Hold on. What has she been in? She was randomly in Die Another Day.
Yeah.
She's in Pride and Prejudice.
She was in that movie, A Private War or whatever, that they kept in my theater for four fucking ever last year.
Right.
And I was eventually going to go see it because I was like, it sounds like this is getting awards hype, but then none of that ever materialized, so I just didn't see it.
She has an eye patch in this movie? What?
Yeah, I have no idea what it's about. I just knew that like it was in like playing in my AMC at my local AMC for forever.
Gosh, she should be in better projects, man. What is like?
She should.
I haven't seen half of these movies.
She's got to get a better agent.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway, next, World's End is great. By the way, if you haven't seen that movie, she's in World's End. That movie's great. Go ahead.
Another quick one. Russell Brand, trash.
Trash. Trash. I mean, if you haven't seen Get Him to the Greek, though, watch that. The Forgetting Sarah Marshall follow-up. So, so, so funny. But other than that, I'm not with it.
Yeah. Nope, no thanks. Next up, we got Michael B. Jordan, which...
Fire.
I could hear arguments for trash, but he's fire to me.
How, though?
Because, like, people have mentioned that, like, a lot of the time he's not really doing that much in all of his roles other than, like, exactly what the script requires, like, no more, no less. But
I can see that with the second Creed movie.
Yeah, and, like, what was that rom-com he was in with Zac Efron?
God damn it.
About Last Night.
Yes.
Is that it? Yeah. About last night. Like, it's not like...
That movie should have been so much better.
He's not doing anything extra or crazy that you're like, wow, that's great acting. But whatever he's in a movie, it's just a good time.
Like, he also...
Good.
I mean, he also has a great... He must have a great agent because he is in everything.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say he has the Ben Affleck thing going where it's like every time I see Michael B. Jordan in a movie, I'm like, that's Michael B. Jordan, but like in a positive way.
It's called That Awkward Moment, though. It's not About Last Night. About Last Night was, I think, a Kevin Hart movie. That Awkward Moment, which had Miles Teller, Zac Efron, and Michael B. Jordan, and should have been so much better. I think people liked that movie. Critics hated that movie.
The life of a rom-com.
I love me some rom-coms. Let's see. Michael B. Jordan, though, he's been in some great projects. And what a raw
The Wire?
Deal. Yeah. The last couple of seasons of Friday Night Lights, when everybody thought that show was done, he was like, oh, wait. He's really good.
Yeah.
So, like, it got a raw-ass deal, though, being killed in Black Panther.
Yeah, man, and like that's even more unfortunate now.
Mm-hmm. Oof. I mean, the first Creed movie, I liked the second Creed movie, but the first Creed movie, I almost cried in that movie. That movie's so good.
It is. I need to rewatch it.
Oh, God, it's so good. And I thought I would. I was like, oh, just another, you know, Rocky remake or whatever. It's so good, man. Also, in the worst Fantastic Four movie, which is saying something.
I still haven't seen it, and I'll never see it because that shit does not matter.
Yeah, that thing just got lost.
Yeah. Also, he's in Fruitvale Station and Just Mercy, which are movies that I probably will not see.
You want to feel bad? Okay. Do you want to feel bad? You're gonna.
I am super good. I've heard good things about both, but no, thank you.
I've watched. I mean, the Fruitvale Station is a He did Creed as well, too, and also Black Panther.
Ryan Coogler?
Yeah, it's one of Ryan Coogler's first. I think it might be his directorial debut, but it's super historically accurate, too, and, like, very accurate to the videos that happened out there, and I've watched some stuff on YouTube, and no thank you, man. I don't have to feel bad today. It looks good. It looks good, and it looks well-acted, but, ooh.
Yeah, I've heard good things from people who've seen the movie, but I am okay. Thank you. Up next, we got Steve Carell.
Fire. Next.
Like, no way around it. Yeah.
Best Another rom-com one. Of all time.
Oh, mate, that movie is so fucking good. I love that movie so fucking much. Me and my crazy stupid love episode, which is like episode 2 or something like that.
It's really just us just being like, man, that was so funny. Yeah, that was so funny.
That would be so fucking good.
Has a weird career arc where it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna be one of the funny, like, in all of these comedies because that's what I'm known for, but then all of a sudden it's like Oscar nominated Steve Carell. What?
Yeah. And he did like what, Foxcatcher? He did
The Big
Welcome
Short,
the Marwin movie, which like
Oscar bait that sucked.
Is it bad?
I don't know. I'm not going to watch it. I do the thing where, like, I mostly trust reviews. I'm sorry. But
that's fair, though.
The Big Short's one of my favorite movies of all time. He's fantastic in that as well.
He's really good in that. He's just good. I don't even like The Office, but, like, Steve Carell, even outside of that, is just...
Watch fire. Another show. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, he was at Over the Hedge.
Him and Bruce Willis? What a deep cut. Over the Hedge. Oh, my God.
Dude, don't ask me why, but I went to a movie night with some friends like a couple weeks ago, and we watched Over the Hedge. Movie's actually decent.
You know what's funny? I bet that movie made $500 million.
Let's look it up.
340.
Dude, it does not matter. Those Despicable Me movies made like $800 million. Like, they make so much money.
Oh, yeah. He also Oscar baited with a Beautiful Boy. He was going for it in 2018.
Yeah, him and Timothée Chalamet.
He did Beautiful Boy, Vice, and Welcome to Marwen Hall in 2018. Oh, he was going for it.
And then, I mean, playing literally just Matt Lauer in The Morning Show.
Yeah. Oof, he's going to get one of these dramatic acting awards eventually.
He'll get there. Picture, right? Yeah.
Next up, we got Sandra Bullock. Fire.
Why do people not like Gravity?
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
There's like a weird contingent of people that don't like Gravity.
It looked boring. I just never got around
to it. I mean, kind of, you go back and watch it, but it's like one of those ones where I saw it in theaters and I was enamored by it. Because it's like, looks great. I don't know. It's tense too, but yeah, anyway, people kind of go around on that. Also, winning an Oscar for her White Savior movie is, woo.
I know we're not supposed to like that movie, but like,
I like it.
Like, let's be real about this. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. It's an enjoyable movie. This shit is delightful.
It was fun to watch, but man, is that story so inaccurate. I love that. How just badly inaccurate that movie. It's like Michael Orr never knew how to play football. Now he's a starting left tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. What?
It's like, bro, get your big ass. Ain't no fucking way.
God, I love that. Just, we're gonna make you think that Michael Orr didn't know how to play football.
It's like all those like rags to riches stories, like LeBron James. Like, I get, like, he came from poverty and all that, but my dude, you're 6'9". Like, you were going to be a basketball player.
You're 6'9". You're 6'9", 2% body fat, and can jump over a basketball goal. Like, okay.
Yeah,
damn, that's funny.
The Proposal, also a banger. She's just good.
Miss Congeniality still a fan favorite to this day.
Yeah, I just like Sandra Bullock. I just feel like she's gonna be good whenever also, I watch a movie with her in it.
Also, became a meme.
Wait, really? Which meme?
Bird Box.
Oh, yeah.
For a minute. I tried. I'm not. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. She was in a few episodes of the George Lopez Show. I remember that.
Oh, extremely loud and incredibly close. Oh, I hate that movie.
It's 9/11.
Oh, it's also 9/11. Yeah, anyway. Next.
We've got Chris Evans. Fire.
He's trying to do the thing where it's like he's trying to distance himself. Like, I know that he also embraces being Captain America. Like, you're never going to get out of that. I think he's realized that too. But in between doing, he's done some pretty good. Like, Snowpiercer is incredible. If you haven't watched Snowpiercer, Bong Joon-ho's America's debut, American film debut. You know, apparently he's I don't think he's a great actor. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He's good enough. He's like the Chris Pine. It's like the Chris Pine thing.
Yeah. He's not going to win an Oscar for anything, but if Chris Evans is in a movie, it's probably pretty enjoyable. Probably. Even also, like the Fantastic Four stuff back in the day. Like, I enjoyed it at the time. It was good.
I mean, he was great in Knives Out. He's great in Knives Out.
Yeah, like, I'm on board for whatever happens with Chris Evans next. Like, I don't know what it's gonna be, but I'm here for it.
He's gonna be
like really good, dude. Like,
yeah,
hilarious.
Shout out to him for accidentally showing his dick. hate to see it. But also, like, Knives Out was great. Like, he's gonna continue to get these roles, which is good. He should. But, like, he'll be back for Captain America, like, eventually.
Gotta be.
Oh, they'll give him $20 million, and he'll be like, fine.
or he'll run out of money and be like, please just write me into, like, can I be on the WandaVision show?
Like, also the, like, Captain America, like, he was Captain America Winter Soldier is arguably the best standalone Marvel film.
That movie's so fucking good.
Oh God, gotta rewatch that. But like, it's arguably the best standalone Marvel film too. So he has that under his belt.
Yeah. So he's given us a lot. He's an American icon at this point. Like, it is what it is. Shout out to Chris Evans. All right, we got one more of these.
Okay.
And it's one that I am not going to be useful at all because I have not seen the thing that this person is known for. Daniel Levy. Levi Levy.
Daniel. Oh, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
He's talented and he's good at what he does in, like, Schitt's Creek, but it's just like, I mean, he hasn't been in anything. He's been in Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing Schitt's Creek, so I don't.
Yeah, know. I think if you it'd be right up your alley, to be honest. But, and people love Schitt's Creek, and it's just one of the most watchable shows. I think I got through like a season and a half before I put it down for a second. It's extremely bingeable, which is great. But I mean, trash probably. Like, he hadn't been in anything, and like, obviously that one thing that he's done, everybody loves. So I don't know.
We can give him a TBD.
TBD. Let's do TBD. Going out on a whimper.
Yeah, seriously. Shit.
Going out on a whimper. But anyway, any more? That's it.
Yeah, that's the last one that was submitted. I'm trying to think if there's anybody we can like debate instead of going out on a whimper.
I mean, what was the one that we just, do we want to do Army Hammer?
Fuck it. Yeah, let's do Army Hammer.
All right, let's do Army Hammer. Trash.
Wow.
Trash. Trash.
I'll go on fire.
Wow. Why?
I like the Army Hammer bit. Like, it's a bit.
What, the hot guy?
Yeah, I'm a hot white man. You can trust me. Secretly, you shouldn't trust me. Every Army Hammer role.
I mean, that's literally it. He's been trying to not do that for forever and just keeps doing that.
Even that's like, incredible. Sorry to bother you. That's his bit.
I mean, and he's so good looking, and they tried to make him be like the Lone Ranger was that attempt to like make him the closest, like the next thing, you know what I mean? And it just, I mean, he's good in most of the things that he's into, but it's just, I cannot get behind it.
I think
he's just the most
big part of it is also that his name is Army Hammer.
Right. Like, which that by itself is like his grandfather was literally the Arm and Hammer like owner. Which, by the way, he just bought because, if you didn't know this story, go look it up on Wikipedia. It's a wild Wikipedia deep dive. Army Hammer's grandfather is named Armand Hammer. Literally, Armand, yep. Hammer.
His name is Armand Hammer after the baking soda product.
No, he wasn't named after it, but the baking soda product had been in business for 30 years before he was even born. And he got so tired of people saying, do you own Armand Hammer, that he just bought it.
Which is the greatest flex of all time, honestly.
Yeah. Also super really like connected to Russia. And sympathizing with like the Russians, which was kind of an interesting bit.
This is why we need to do the Rebecca episode so we can have the Army Hammer discussion. I'm telling you, man's a Russian plant.
But the Army Hammer thing, man, is we'll dive deeper into that eventually. But like, not to skirt by the Army Hammer is a Russian plant. Wow. But the Army Hammer thing is like, I mean, God, he's good looking, man. Like, he's so good looking. But it's just like, after Social Network, they were like, this is happening, right? Army Hammer's the guy, right? And it's just like, nah, we got multiple of these. Like, he looks like a clone of something.
Russian bot. You see it.
He looks like a clone of a hot white guy.
But, like, I don't, it just works for me in most of the films that I've seen him in. I haven't seen all of his work or anything like that.
He's been in some fucking stinkers, though, too.
Even, like, On the Basis of Sex, the RBG movie, like, he was good. He was still just Armie Hammer, but, like, it was good.
It's just, it literally is just Armie Hammer. That's it. Anyway, that's been our, we'll get into further, hopefully we'll expound upon Armie Hammer being a Russian plant eventually. But for right now, that's for another episode. So you should be hearing a mini episode with Caitlin and Kat and Dex on Cruel Intentions. That should be coming out soon. Should be hearing this whenever we drop it, whenever I decide to edit it. So there's that. But then eventually, like I said before, we will get to Spooky One Take Podcast. We will get there. We will be doing Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
And then probably Halloween Town. Yeah. We'll be doing that eventually coming up in a couple of weeks. So download, rate, subscribe. We appreciate it. Follow us on One Take Podcast. Follow us, Roy Nogletree, Lord Hinton, Dex Hinton, Twitter, Instagram. Follow us, One Take Podcast, on Twitter and Instagram as well. One Take Pod, Twitter and Instagram as well. And if you have like a mini episode that you want us to do, I know Matt Is Bear wanted us to re-rank or recast Marvel characters. So we may be doing that soon. So, but if you, in the meantime, if you don't have a movie that you want us to do, if you have like a mini episode idea, tweet at us and, hell, we'll throw that in there. Doesn't matter to us. But follow us on Twitter. Thank you for the people that have followed us, this whole time. And also more so recently, because all we did was post a, movie challenge. Like,
yeah, stealing content. It's easier than I thought it was. We should do it more.
Definitely still more content, but yeah, so follow us on Twitter, One Take Pod. Thank you so much. And Dex, what are we doing?
Hashtag support for SP, baby. We out.
Yeah,
we'll
have a good by the weekend. Yeah, I'll be good by the weekend. Yeah, everything good by the weekend. We going out tonight, yeah, we going out tonight. Fuck it, we going out tonight, yeah, we going out tonight. It's a weekend, we going out tonight, yeah, we going out tonight. It's a weekend, I've been having trouble sleeping. Battling these demons, wondering what's the thing that keeps me breathing. Is it money, fame, or neither? I've been thinking about the places that I frequent. All the people that I see, I'm tired of living decent. What do I mean to be a G? Yeah, and all the time we fall behind.